If you'll turn with me in your Bibles to Mark chapter 16. The inspiration for this message came yesterday to me. And we'll be in Mark 16, chapter 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might come and anoint him. Very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" Looking up, they saw the stone had been rolled away, although it was extremely large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He is risen. He's not here. Behold, here's the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." They went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had gripped them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, after he'd risen early on the first day of the week, he first appeared to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and reported those to those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe it. After that, he appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking along on their way to the country. They went away and reported it to the others, but they did not believe them either. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and their hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Clearly, in looking at this passage, there are a lot of things that can be said about this passage. But the thing that really triggered to me as I read it is verse 15. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." And the reason for that is, as you look at the rest of the passage, as you look at the story as it unfolds, it's amazing to me that that's the first place that Jesus goes. Because why? He's talking to a bunch of people who have not been believing. They're having a difficult time dealing with what has just occurred. If you look at the story of Mary, when in the book of John, in verse 20, it talks about Mary coming to the tomb. And in verse 15, it says, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God." Mary was somebody who, at that in the book of John, we're seeing that she was thinking, if I can just figure this out. She's thinking from the temporal standpoint and not the spiritual standpoint. And Jesus is saying, you've got to think spiritually here. You're not going to figure this out. You're not going to hold on to me. You're not going to make it make sense. You think spiritually. This Mary goes to the disciples to tell them that he has risen. She's delivering a message that in Matthew 26, he's given to them himself. And that is Matthew 26 in verse 32. "But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Again, they've received that from the Lord directly. She's giving them the message. And they're still not. Verse 11, they refused to believe it. if we go on and we think about the what it takes to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation, if you notice in this chapter, we have the resurrection tied directly to preaching the gospel. And we don't see that anywhere else. But clearly the point is, he's risen. Yes, Friday was a big day. It was an important day. The sacrifice that he made on that day was a huge day. But the point is, he didn't stay dead.
Amen.
And that's where our hope lies. If we look in Hebrews in chapter 2, and you don't need to go there, but in chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, and though death, and through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death," that is the devil, "and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. For assuredly, he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendant of Abraham." This is the gospel. This is the point of the gospel, is that he died, yes, but he rose again. And if we'll believe in that, if we'll believe in him and we'll trust in him, then our eternal life is guaranteed. It goes back to Mary meeting with Jesus. It wasn't about the physical. It wasn't about being able to hold on. It was about the relationship. You notice Mary saw who he was when he spoke to her. He said, "Mary, let go." So it's that relationship that we're looking at. The challenge is that we complicate the gospel. And first of all, if we will live out the gospel, it kind of gives us a head start when we begin to talk to people about the gospel. But as we talk to people about the hope of the gospel, to recognize what was the problem, why weren't these people believing what they were hearing? They couldn't make it make sense. We have history of how many times they tried to do things on their own and just simply failed. And that's really the point. If you look at in Zechariah 4:6, it says, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Now he's talking about building the temple there. But how many times do we just need that remembrance that, you know, it's not by our power, it's not by our might, it's not by our prowesses that things are going to happen. We need to rely on the Lord to do these things. What's he telling us to do? He's telling us to go out into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Preach the gospel, and if you have to, use words, right? I mean, we've all heard it. We demonstrate it best by living it out. But use the word also. And remember, he died for us. He rose again for us that we might be with him in eternity. And what a wonderful message that is. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your love for us. And we thank you for the way that you remember us. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice you made on that Friday. And Lord, we are just amazed at the fact that you did come back to life. You conquered death. You conquered sin in that. And Lord, you've offered that to us as well. Now you just ask us to go out and share this with the people that we know, that we love, that we care about, and Lord, the people that we don't know. Because Lord, at one point we didn't know you, and somebody shared the story of you with us. And Lord, it was through that we came to you. And Lord, we want to give that gift to others. We thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.